Would you tell me your great story that you share in your book about traveling with your family in that chapter, Room 207?
It was a great story, but a nightmare to endure. We, every time we, for a period of time, with my two kids, when we would go visit my sister in Maryland, we would stay in the same hotel with suites in the title. I'm not quite sure what was sweet about it when we were there, but for some reason, I would always pick the same room because I sort of felt like I wanted the kids to feel some sort of familiarity every time we stayed there. And it was a series of nightmares over the course of several years of staying in that room, the first being when Jonah, at the time, was only two, I think. It might have even been less. No, he was two or two and a half. And he ran down the hallway as the rambunctious, athletic boy that he is, and he thought it would be fun if he pulled the fire alarm, you know, that little thing that says, don't do this.
Mm-hmm.
And he tugged on it, and suddenly the entire place, you know, emerged from their rooms and emerged out of the buildings, and it was quite embarrassing, especially because there had been a blizzard for 2 days prior, so there was no access to the street, to the roads, or to the driveways, and the only way to turn off the fire alarm was if the fire trucks, the fire company department came themselves to turn it off, and it led to a lot of mayhem that was at the hands of this little two and a half year old, something that I didn't think anybody would really remember. But until the next time we arrived at room 207 and we had another incident with lice, and not the fault of the hotel, I don't think, but certainly something that we had to deal with at 3 o'clock in the morning. So there was a series of these events that were all making me believe that either we were cursed or something about that room was cursed and left me never wanting to stay at any hotel in room 207.
So you've probably never gone back into 207 ever again in your travels with the two kids.
No, not to mention the way, you know, there was an interaction, which you'll have to read about in the book, but an interaction I was not proud of with myself and somebody who worked at the staff of that particular place, and the manner with which I could sometimes get overly defensive about the way the world looks at my family, when in fact, they're just being understanding.
So, exactly. And we will not spoil that interaction at this point. What I would like to know, though, is that you also cover taking Eliza and Jonah to school and preschool,
yeah,
and bullying and what you teach them about compassion. What do you teach them? What do you tell them?
Well, that's a tricky one, because obviously that's an ongoing process, and you know, they learn a lot at home in the way in which they treat each other. That's one of the benefits that we've discovered in having a second, having a sibling, is the manner with which you speak with people. It speaks very highly and speaks to the manner that you feel about them. And we talk a lot about it. I have another chapter in Does This Baby Make Me Look Straight that is about what happened when Eliza referred to one of her classmates to me as being fat, and I just sort of froze and realized, oh my God, this is a moment. This is one of those moments. What I say next is going to impact the rest of her life. And I put a lot of pressure on myself, but there was a lot to talk about. There's a lot to not wanting her to think of that as a bad word, but also not wanting her to understand that words have meaning and different people can have hurt feelings by the use of those words. And so we talk a lot about what words we use and what words we don't use. And, you know, it's very easy to call a word a bad word, but we've also learned that referring to it as only a bad word is not quite as accurate as talking about words that hurt. So we try to do the best we can at home, and we try to practice what we preach in terms of the manner with which we say things, because my kids have become very expressive about when their feelings get hurt and how they get hurt. I hope that we're instilling that in them.
You had mentioned what you were learning about yourself when you first became a dad, but what do you most want your kids to get from you and from Don as their parents?
Oh, wow. Well, a sense of humor, first and foremost. I think that served me well over the course of my life, and certainly in dealing with sometimes painful subjects, I think that helped me a lot. But whether it's a survival mechanism or not, I think they're going to grow up in a family of two artists and writers and very verbal people who use humor both to soothe and to defend and to deflect. And whether that's a good thing or not, I hope that they're armed with that. A good sense of style. No, I'm kidding. Learning what matches and what doesn't.
And hair, right, as you mentioned.
No, I get asked that question a lot. And one of the things I also get asked a lot about is, how, you know, the book is very candid. I obviously wanted it to be funny and I wanted it to be truthful. And it's kind of raw and honest, and I certainly stretched myself in the writing of the book and pushed myself to be as honest as I could. And the result may be something that will force me to have a lot of conversations with my kids when they're older about the book and what I wrote about and why. But I think that even that in and of itself speaks of an honesty that I feel like I certainly aspire to and want my kids to aspire to, that the truth will truly never hurt you, that, you know, only running from the truth winds up hurting you and others in the long run. And I think that one of the values I want them to learn, not just for me as a parent, but also in by learning about why I wrote a book like this, is because I feel like there's good that can come from sharing truth and being honest. And so that's certainly a value that the act of writing the book is something that I hope that they will learn was important to me.
Dan, thank you for your time today.
Thank you for having me.
You and I have been listening to Dan Bukatinsky, who is an actor, producer, husband, dad, and the author of the new book, Does This Baby Make Me Look Straight? Confessions of a Gay Dad. You can find the books I mentioned previously at Amazon.com and on his Facebook page when you go to Facebook and type in Dan Bukatinsky, Bukatinsky. I hope I have spelled it correctly. However,
and follow me on Twitter.
And follow you on
Twitter.
And better yet, you're also going to be on the PCC campus Sunday, October 14th.
I'm looking forward to it. I really am.
I promised the audience I'd tell them what hours you'll be here. Is it 12 to 5? You'll be here the whole time?
I don't think I'll be there the whole time, but I'm going to be there certainly from 12 and as long as I can possibly stay. I have a mandatory family kid event that's happening that afternoon, and I'm hoping to stay as long as I possibly can.
Come by early, get a book, say hi, ask him about parenting. He's going to be there in the author's lounge from 12 noon until whenever the kid event happens. It's San Gabriel Valley Pride Fest. And that date, once again, Sunday, October 14th, right here in the quad at PCC.